the Red Marley hill climbers, obviously, on the farm.
Yes, that was organised. That had started with Fred, because Fred's father-in-law was in the motorcycle club of Birmingham, I suppose, or Edgbaston, I don't know. He was a doctor in Birmingham, actually, and his summer retreat was a wooden bungalow, which is still there, up on the top of the hill, and he actually bought the land and told his son-in-law, who'd come out of the army, this was just after the war, 1947, that he'd bought this land, and he was to go fruit farming. And Fred started it all, so it was already in progress and running when we came.
What sort of amount of visitors would have been there then, was it?
A few thousand, maybe.
It was a fairly small affair. Our trouble was we got no parking. It wasn't really... It's much better over there, I feel. It wasn't really... I don't know, we never really did much about it because they ran it. But we had to keep the field below the hill climb, not plant it up, because it was needed once a year, which was really a complete waste of land, I suppose you might say. And then there were a lot of competitors when we first came, but gradually the competitors died away because they had to have their bikes had to be before a certain date, didn't it? It was old bike hill climb.
Very much so. I think British bikes especially, and I think in around 1970 the Japanese bikes...
Is that when it...
...took over.
Oh, well, that's when it fell out then.
Sort of the old British bikes, if you like, sort of died a bit and they came out of favour. I thought it was 1970 it's closed, something like that.
It closed fairly soon after we came, I know. But they ran out of competitors and it wasn't... viable, money-wise, I think. And so it faded away, for which we didn't mind at all.
I remember seeing some pictures and there wasn't so many trees there. So what was the wood at the top? Was that wooded when you came, or was a lot of that all grown up?
Oh, it's interesting up there too, as a matter of fact. If you go up there, there are three huge terraces, because the Romans used to grow vines up there.
All along the Abbey Hill?
Yes. And you could see it from the farm, but since then, the trees have all grown up, haven't they? And you can't even see them any longer.
No, well, when you first came here, I think the Colonel said that you used to grow strawberries, or Fred did, grow strawberries.
No, Fred did. Fred grew strawberries up there because it was something to do with one of the diseases of strawberries, and it was further enough away from any strawberries to collect the disease. Yeah. So he grew strawberries... And they couldn't understand him in the village because he pulled all the flowers off. But what he was actually doing, of course, was growing plants, not strawberries. That's what he was doing up there. He was trying to get disease-free strawberries. Yeah. Thank you, Peter. He's much better Peter's here, because I don't...
But I don't remember that, so...
We didn't grow strawberries up there. He did.
Yeah.
It had all finished when we came.
And you planted some damsons?
No, Fred's father-in-law planted 60 damsons on the hill. I don't know if they ever used them, because when we went up and tried to sort it out, there were so many suckers coming up. Mm. It was absolute clog, so we couldn't do anything with it. And I believe it's too high for damsons, is that right? They've planted damsons in the hedges because the damsons, which was used for dye in those days, paid the rent for the farm. So that's why damsons are planted in the hedges. I don't know, I think they've come out now, Moni. Because then, of course, health and safety rules came in, God bless their cotton socks. And we had got some damsons in the hedges, but... The damsons falling on the pavements, if anybody fell over, he would be liable.
Yeah.
So...
Because the damsons were all along your edge, weren't they?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You see, there were... We planted those deliberately to keep up the Worcester tradition of damsons in the hedges. And then when the dyes changed from being... they became chemical, didn't they?
There, yes.
Yes, and so then, of course... That was when they started eating the damsons. They didn't eat them originally. It was grown for dye originally. That was what it was for. And then people took to damsons, and we planted damsons for the Worcester tradition, that was all. We never had a black pear on the farm, did we? That was one thing we should have had.
No.
Because black pear is the
Worcestershire emblem.
Oh, that's yes. Right. So, but there is a black pear tree somewhere, but we never had black pears on the farm.
So the woodland that's there now, is that all self-set, or was it planted?
Completely self-set.
Is it? Right.
There is a very nice row of elm trees, isn't there, right up on the top. But I suppose they must have been planted sometime. I imagine we belonged to Whitley Court originally. You know that those pine trees up on the hill there, which are in the shape of, I call them my dragon, in the shape of dragon.
Yes.
They were apparently planted for a 21st birthday, for one of the Dudleys' 21st birthday. It is lovely up there, actually.
Yeah.
Because when we came, the children of the village used to use that hill down from it with they made carts, you know, with pram wheels and things.
Yeah, and well, actually, that's interesting, because that hill is still, I always think of it, I know it's yours and you very kindly let people go up there, but it's still wintertime where the families go for the sledging.
That's
the
right.
Children go up there for, you know, on
that's
their
right.
or skate, not skateboards, it, mountain boards.
It's quite a nice,
bikes,
it's
yeah.
quite a nice slope. Yes, no, it is.
It's quite a little, in fact, probably there's more play goes on up on that hill just here than any of the other sort of patches in the village, I should think.
Well, no, I mean, goodness me, if you've got land and I don't use it, I'm always glad to share it.